What happens when people open their hearts? They get better. Haruki Murakami.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution, the podcast that dives into health, wellness, and of course, essential oils. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, and today on our show, we talk to Dr. Isaac Elias, who has been studying integrative medicine and complex conditions like aging, detoxification, cancer, and so much more for over 30 years, combining the best of scientific research, Western medicine, and Eastern or more holistic approaches. His book, The Survival Paradox, raises important questions like, can a single survival molecule fuel our most deadly and devastating health concerns? Is the very biochemical mechanism that our body uses to survive actually making us sick? Deepak Chopra, one of the best known figures in alternative medicine, says the survival paradox is an excellent guide for anyone struggling with chronic illness. Read it carefully and start your journey to wholeness and well-being. Today, we ask the author to dive into his book and give us an overview of his theories around the survival paradox and how it relates to us today. And of course, we have him dive into his love of essential oils and how he uses them within the context of his practices. That's today on our show, but first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Cheyenne Arb in Hermitage, Tennessee. Her recipe is called DIY Thieves Hand Sanitizer. To make this DIY hand sanitizer, in a 2-ounce spray bottle, combine a pinch of sea salt, any carrier oil of your choice, and Thieves Essential Oil Blend. Simply mix together to create your own DIY hand sanitizer. Thank you for your recipe, Shaina. We appreciate you. If you would like to enter your own recipe into our DIY dugout, simply email it to us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization. Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
This podcast is sponsored by Eucora.
UTIs are the worst. One year, I had 8 UTIs, and I hated taking antibiotics so often. If you get UTIs, you understand how awful the cycle is. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products just didn't work. It was hard on me and my husband.
I hated seeing her in pain, and I wanted to help.
We're Jenna and Spencer, founders of Eucora. We make UTI relief products and innovative urinary tract supplements that give you a way to be proactive. At Eucora, we've helped over 400,000 people get their lives back.
Eucora's UTI Emergency Kit helps you test for a UTI and manage your symptoms until you can see a doctor. Plus, their proactive care supplements support your urinary health from every angle. Get 30% off your first Eucora order when you text SUPPORT to 64,000. Text SUPPORT to 64,000 to get 30% off. That's SUPPORT to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Eucora. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Eucora.com. Reply STOP to STOP HELP for help.
I'm here with Dr. Isaac Elias, who is a leading expert in the field of integrative medicine, specializing in cancer detoxification, immunity, and complex conditions. He is a respected physician, researcher, best-selling author, educator, and mind-body practitioner. Dr. Elias partners with leading research institutes, including Harvard, National Institutes of Health, Columbia, and others, to co-author studies on integrative therapies for cancer, heavy metal toxicity, and more. Dr. Elias, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here. How are you?
I'm great, Sam. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited and looking forward to our conversation today.
Absolutely. And I understand that you are in California now, but where's that lovely accent coming from?
My accent comes from Israel. I'm a native of Israel. I went to medical school in Israel. And right now I've been in the United States for about 33 years. So a big part of my life.
Isaac, your new book, The Survival Paradox, discusses your research and your unique approach to healing. Can you give us an overview of what the survival paradox is and how it affects all of our lives and our health?
Yes, absolutely. The survival paradox is really a culmination of over 40 years of studying, of meditating, of being a researcher, of being a clinician. And it really offers a new paradigm. It really introduces a new concept that affects our life, our health, drives our aging, and can allow us to heal. And it's based on the very basic premise that what that we are built to survive. Same, every cell in our body is built to survive. And this survival drive is actually what drives aging. It what drives diseases. It what makes our life painful and difficult. The same thing that keeps us alive, which is innate in us. And now, especially in the integrative field, especially post-COVID, there's an understanding that inflammation drives so many diseases. But inflammation is really not the cause. Inflammation is a result. And what drives inflammation is a survival response, the survival paradox. And because it's built in us, it's triggered in a fraction of a second automatically through the autonomic nervous system, through the sympathetic system. It either takes us to a place of fighting, which equates to inflammation, to struggle, or it takes us to flight or freezing, which creates a microenvironment, which creates shields inside our body, and which eventually will lead to isolation and to fibrosis, to organ dysfunction. So while on the nervous system, it starts in a fraction of a second, and, you know, we go out, we take a deep breath, we walk in nature, we meditate, we exercise, we listen to music, and we can shift to a parasympathetic system. But biochemically, within a few more seconds, the body triggers special proteins called alarmin proteins, and they start a waterfall of inflammatory cascades. And unfortunately, they don't turn off so quickly. So once they turn on, they drive practically every acute and chronic disease. And that's in a nutshell why the survival paradox is such a big concept.
Well, you had mentioned the coronavirus, COVID-19, and there's a really interesting section in your book. I really enjoyed this little section about cytokine storms, COVID-19, and galectin 3. Could you explain everything that you just talked about as sort of an overview, but maybe walk us through this as an example with something we're unfortunately all familiar with, COVID-19. What happens to the body when exposed to, for example, the COVID-19 virus in relation to what you're talking about, the survival paradox or this survival gene that gets triggered?
So that's a great question, a great example. So the keys, there are a number of alarming survival protein. A key one that I've been researching for 30 years, it's called galectin 3. And galectin 3 turns on within minutes, and it's the driver, Sam. It's the bus that goes to the area of injury and drives inflammatory compounds.
And you said that's a protein, correct?
Yeah, it's a protein.
Okay,
so different ligands attach to it, and they go to the area of injury, and they create inflammation. And as part of the problem, they start a cascade of immune responses. So many of us are aware of interleukin 6. You know, it's been talked a lot in the corona. The issue is that when we try to reduce cytokines, it's like trying to stop the waterfall by a bucket at the bottom. What starts the process is really the survival protein. And once it starts, it's very hard to turn off. So for example, when COVID patients, very large studies in 2020, walk into the emergency room, regardless of how sick they are, the level of galectin 3 in their blood determined who is going to make it to the ICU and who's going to die. Research that I published last year showed that patients with sepsis, with infection in the blood, which is a similar concept, come to the intensive care unit without pre-existing conditions. They don't have kidney disease, heart disease, or cancer. Their levels of galectin 3 at the time of admission will determine who is going to get kidney damage and who is going to die in the ICU in the next few weeks. Now, going back to the concept of the survival paradox, we are not the only one who wants to survive. The corona also wants to survive. The spike protein is practically identical in structure to galectin 3 because the corona also wants to survive. So this idea of survival is not exclusive to us. Every living organism, every living being wants to survive. So the corona is an example, but you take it, my main research, I have a large NIH grant to study the removal of galectin 3 via filtration of the plasma called therapeutic apheresis as a way to treat sepsis in the intensive care unit. And we're already starting our animal safety studies, and hopefully we'll be in clinical trials. So this concept, it can be boiled down to a protein, to a biochemistry, and we can block the protein with a natural product called modified citrus pectin. And if you look at the research on galactin 3, and many people don't know about galactin 3, right, Sam?
It has very unfamiliar.
Yeah, it has 10,000 published papers. And modified citrus pectin, for example, pectosol, the modified citrus pectin I developed, has over 80 papers. And I've been so consumed with focusing on my clinical work and on my research, and I haven't spent the time sharing this with the world. And now I'm putting more time into it because of the benefits. So the idea of a survival response, we saw it in COVID, but we also see it in our life. When we go into survival mode, it affects our health, it affects our quality of life. And the beauty is there is a lot we can do about it.
Oh, I would love to get into what we do about it, including I want to make sure I understood you correctly, that you've done a lot of work on pectosol, which I'm familiar with, but you called that a modified what?
Modified citrus pectin.
So, citrus pectin.
Yeah, so I'll explain. Okay. So citrus pectin is the inside of the peel of the citrus fruit. It's extracted from the white part inside, and it's a long chain of carbohydrate, of sugars, not glucose, of actually galacturonic acid, that is very heavy. It doesn't get absorbed into the bloodstream, and it's a good binder. It lowers cholesterol. It helps bowel movement. It has some benefits. When you modify it in a very specific way to a small size, so it gets absorbed into the bloodstream and to a specific structure, this is a work I've done and came out with it in 1995, so quite many years, it goes into the bloodstream, it blocks the active site of galactin 3 that causes the damage, but it also binds to heavy metals, it also binds to toxins, and it also regulates the immune system. So when we take it, we get benefits in a very large array of health conditions because it addresses a very basic mechanism. And of course, you can't get a product which is more natural than something that is extracted from the peel of the citrus fruit. And so it's really, initially the interest was in cancer. That the initial papers in very, very prestigious journals like National of Cancer Institute Journal. But then I discovered that when you block galactin 3 with modified citrus pectin, you actually block inflammation and fibrosis, and there's a lot of interest in it because, as you know and I know, inflammation drives so many conditions.
Yeah, there was a lot. I remember a lot of conversations during the pandemic around vitamin C infusions. Is there any overlap between vitamin C and pectosol? Because people think vitamin C, oranges, citrus, pectosol is coming from the specific part of the citrus rind, and also essential oils. A lot of essential oils are derived from the rind of citrus fruits. Is there any overlap in those molecularly, chemically, or is it sort of a completely different extraction method and compound when you break it down into just pectosol? Yeah.
So it's pectosol with a C.
Pectosol.
So, yeah, no, it's very different mechanisms. Pectosol is really a fiber, and vitamin C is a molecule that is present in citrus, present in other places. It has amazing, health benefits. And essential oils, of course, are oils, they're not carbohydrate. But it's so amazing that one fruit has so many benefits, within the citrus, and again, essential oils is not my biggest expertise, but I am a licensed acupuncturist and herbalist, so we use a lot of the whole concept of aromatic herbs is driven by essential oils. And we actually, if we have time, if not at another time, there's a very interesting, deep, esoteric, ancient understanding of Chinese medicine about essential oils that is not commonly talked about. I had interest in it for my 20s. But if you look at it, it's really remarkable how different parts of a plant can have different effects on us. And if you really look at it from the point of view of the global holistic approach, so you get a fiber, which is, you know, which is really a material you can hold, you can see, right? You can see fiber, mm-hmm. you can mix it. You got vitamin C, which is a little bit harder to see. And you got essential oils where matter turns into energy, where matter turns into something you can't see. So the more refined the substance, the deeper and more powerful effect it has. And in Chinese medicine, and I know I'm going there, it's not the topic, but I can't resist.
Oh, I would have made you go there anyway, so it's perfect.
I can't resist. So in Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, in Tibetan medicine, in Buddhist philosophy, when we talk about the elements, we talk about the taste of the element. And the taste, like each different element which relates to organs, so the liver relates to sour taste, now we're almost at the spring, and the liver and gallbladder to the spring season, but there's also an aromatic quality. And what happens, because the aromatic quality is so subtle, it penetrates all the way into the organ. It penetrates all the way to our essence, which is inside the organ from a Chinese medicine point of view, from a psycho-spiritual point of view. And this is why you get such a powerful effect with an essential oil, like your mind can change, your feelings can change. And if we really had a lot of time, because one of my greatest expertise and training is in meditation and healing for decades and decades, what I teach, if in order for something like an essential oil to affect us, it's almost, you can look like you're getting a gift, but we have to be open to receive the gift. And so, for example, if you smell essential oil, and you know the olfactory nerves, it goes straight into your brain. Are we opened in the brain to make the change? Do we have neuroinflammation? Is our blood-brain barrier imbalanced? Do we have resistance? And so when we look at how to maintain our health, we have something like pectosol, like modified citrus pectin, which in my opinion is the most important supplement, because it addresses a basic movement in the body that affects all of us and drives practically every disease. We have things like vitamin C, which are nutrients we need but we can get. And we have something very essential, like, for example, essential oils, of course, the other things, which you don't have to have, but it gives you a very subtle message. And our mindset, where is the place where we do it? And our internal mindset, how open we are to the change, will make the difference. And when I say how open we are to the change, same, this is not a new agey a statement. This is which receptors on your cell membrane are present to make the shift, to tell your cell inside, wow, I'm moving to a sense of safety. I can now produce energy in a relaxed way. 36 ATP from one molecule of glucose instead of two of them. I'm not going to produce lactic acid. I can take a deep breath. You know, there's a factor in the cell called hypoxia-inducing factor. It's a sense of, my God, we don't have air. Now, it's not only physical air. It's psychological air. It's emotional air. It's feeling under stress. It's being inflamed on a global level. So when we allow ourselves to go there, profound change can happen. The initial thing that prevents us from doing it is a survival paradox, because it will change the environment outside the cell. It will change the receptors outside the cell. It will shut down the normal metabolic function. So when we take things that open us up, if we are ready for them, as we all know from our experience, we'll get a much more profound effect. And I'm giving this as a different example. I'm taking your question, making it a little bit bigger than maybe you were planning. But the idea is to show how multidimensional we are, and how being a conventional doctor and a researcher, when we try to look at things in a linear way, I've yet to see one thing which is linear about life. And essential oils, in this sense, they don't go up, they don't go down, they go everywhere. They go outside, they go inside, and they create a reaction, some of which we probably don't know yet. And that's the intricacy of life. That's really the growth and journey that we all are here to do. And anything that can help us, if it's meditation or walking or essential oils or acupuncture or healing, whatever it is, there's a part in us that maintains our health, like good nutrition and good sleep and hydration. Then there's a part in our life that makes us grow, makes us experience life in a bigger way, in a clearer way, that shifts us from reactivity to responsiveness. If we have time, I'll talk about it. And essential oils play a big role. You know, in the secret Buddhist text, there are five different aromatic plants, which really is the essential oils, and they smell like clove. Clove will open your consciousness and will help you see everything clear, will open your meditation well, also will calm your nervous system from an essential oils. So it's so beautiful to see something that was done for millennia based on people meditating in the Himalayas, which had I was fortunate to treat some of these great masters and study from them in the Himalayas and get some of this knowledge, you know, some aromatic stuff that I actually use in my formula. They don't usually talk about it. And then look now at the fact that we can get it delivered to us mixed in good carriers, you know. And then, of course, you can put them in different points based on different seasons, on different times of the days. You can combine them with acupuncture. You can be very creative because each of us is different. And really, like people ask me, I think they have a protocol. I say, absolutely. My only protocol is that I don't have a protocol. So this is really, you know,
I'm sort of anti-protocol myself. You know, I'm like, people ask me, you know, what essential oils do you use every day? And I'm like, it changes every day. I don't think there's a single day where it's the exact same because we are growing beings. We are ever changing. It's the one constant that we have in life. So Dr. Elias, I want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. The survival paradox that you talk about is really centered around this paradox protein within our body. And what you're saying is essentially this gets triggered in certain people due to lots of different factors, whether it be, you know, a virus or stress or lifestyle, all these things that then create sort of a cascade of health events within the body. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, definitely. So what you're describing is a biochemical part, and it's true. But what gets it triggered is anything that puts our body into a survival stress, any stress. It can be, as you said, infections, heavy metals, toxin, psychological stress. And on the biochemical level, it will trigger galactin 3, and it will start this cascade of events. And because it's triggered by so many different things, we can also address it in many ways. So we talked about pectosol, modified citrus pectin, as a natural galactin 3 blocker. But of course, if we live our life in a way where we are able to deal with stress in a better way, of course, it's great if we can live a stress-free life, but as you and I know, we don't always control it. But we can control our response to stress, our response to difficulties. And this is what you talked about. Every day is different. You know, this is a transformative part of life. And I'll borrow a sentence you said. The only truth nobody can argue about, no matter what is your belief system, is that everything is changeable. Nothing stays the same. So in this sense, acknowledging, recognizing that everything is changeable already loosens up the survival paradox. Because what is survival? Survival is holding to something that is supposed to go away, that is changeable. And so there are so many levels of addressing it. And when we connect to the mind-heart part of the survival paradox, that's where when we connect with our infinite healing potential. And that's really the whole concept, the whole premise around the survival paradox. The beauty is that we have a simple supplement that can address the protein, but we have our lives, the way we conduct our lives, the way we interact with ourselves, and the way we communicate and interact with others. All of this have a profound effect on our health.
What are some of the other strategies that you teach or implement in your own life that helps to helps us with this relationship between stress and survival and outside factors and health. What would you say are your favorite strategies for living a life in optimal health?
So it's an excellent question, and of there are different layers. So on the very simple layer is to try to create space in our life, a place where we can rebalance and we can regenerate. And it doesn't have to be a lot of time. It can be when we wake up in the morning before we jump out of bed, we sit for a few seconds, we take a few deep breaths, and we just open our vision just into the space in front of us until we feel more relaxed, until we feel more open, and we start our day. That we make sure that we do very basic thing like we hydrate our body well, because water hydration is what helps us communicate. We have about 50 trillion cells that need to communicate with each other. And we try as much as possible to get enough sleep. So many people are sleep deprived. And take time, like even when we eat, as busy as we are, take the time to eat. Take the time to create the space. And then take nutrients, take supplement, take essential oils, take whatever you use for your own, for your own picture, add modified citrus pectin into your program. So these are all things that will help us be healthier. The real transformation is when we shift our whole awareness of our body. That's really the transformative part. That's really what drives me to go on podcast and speak. And that's really what I specialized. And I spent 20 years going to the mountains for 2-3 months a year to meditate. And for 10 years, I did a half-day retreat and half-day work.
Is that the method you see as the key to help people change that relationship with their bodies, is through meditation?
Yes, and I would love to explain about it. So,
yeah, please. Just for a little background for the audience, I attribute one of the most transformative experiences in my life was living on a meditation center for, it was only 30 days, but that's longer than I think most people get experience in meditation. But it was a very specific form of meditation. There's lots of different techniques out there. This one was called Vipassana. And I went because it's free. So I was, young and broke, and was like, oh, there's a meditation center that lets you go for free. And I volunteered there. And during those 30 days, it was just literally the most transformative experience I've had. I came out of that with such a different relationship with my mind, with my body. My depression went away. My anxiety lessened. It was just an incredible experience. So I personally am a huge fan of meditation, for really any technique or any strategy of meditation that works for people, because I agree, it's, like you said earlier, it's not necessarily about the stress that's external in our lives. It's how we respond to it. And that really comes down to that relationship between your brain, your body, your emotions, and your understanding of all that. So go ahead. I'd love to hear your take on meditation and your experience and how you encourage people to sort of implement that into their lives a little more.
So Sam, you actually gave, your own example really gave so much. And Vipassana is a very important basic Buddhist meditation. It is part of what I do. And so what I do in my approach, in when I teach, not necessarily the way I practice myself, is I try to connect people to the connection between meditation and what happened in our body. And what happened outside our body. And many of us don't recognize that we have close to 50 trillion cells. Trillion, not million, not billion, trillion. And each of them has close to 1 million reactions. So the fact that we can talk and hear each other is literally a miracle. And all of these cells work together, right? They create one big community. And within it, every cell has a boundary. I really look at cells as like living organism with personality. They have a membrane. They decide what comes in. They take in what they want, and they don't let what they don't want come in. They push away what they don't like, and they take in what they want. And if something threatens them, they will react. And this is a reactive nature of our living that happened on a cellular level happened on us as people, how our ego functions, etc. There is one organ that functions differently, and that's our heart. Our heart is the only organ in our body that takes everything that every organ and every cell doesn't want, right? It takes the dirty blood from the whole body. And it takes it without discrimination. It doesn't say, I'm going to take it only from the liver, but not from the kidney. In fact, this amazing acceptance of the heart is necessary. It's really the survival of the heart. The moment the heart doesn't accept dirty blood and doesn't give clean blood, we are dead. So the function of the heart in its basis has acceptance. And acceptance is really the other side of survival and reactivity and fighting and resistance. And when the heart accepts the blood, what does it do? It connects with the universe, with this infinite healing potential, with this infinite space through our breath. Right? We can see the power of the breath that with essential oil is so important. We breathe, same principle. And then there is the universe can hold our drama, can hold our problems. And there is a shift, a transformation in the lungs. And then what the heart does? The heart gives clean blood to the whole body. And people, if they may not know, the aorta, the main artery coming out of the heart, is a rigid artery. It's not flexible. It gives blood everywhere without discrimination. So this is the innate, boundless giving quality of the heart. And what's amazing for me when I kind of made this analogy, the heart, only after the heart gives blood and it did its job, the only organ in the body who does it, and it relaxes, only then it nourishes itself through the coronary arteries. But the coronary arteries are the first place where the heart gives blood to any other organs. And that's part of self-love as part of loving others. Very different than narcissistic approach. So in this sense, we have the heart that has this ability to transform and accept on a physiological level, regardless same of how we think, how we feel. With meditation, we can connect to this quality in a very natural, simple way. It takes a few hours and you learn how to do it. Because why? It's built within us. As you know from your experience with meditation, it's hard to get the mind to slow down, to open up, not to grasp, not to hold, not to react. Why? Because our head analyzes and fixates. Our heart flows. The moment our heart doesn't flow, we are dead. So when we connect with the heart, and we now know that the heart has its own brain, actually, there's more information coming from the heart to the brain and from the brain to the heart, then the heart takes over our body. And what's amazing about it is that the electromagnetic field of the heart is 100 times bigger than the electromagnetic field of the brain. So how we feel, what we send from our heart, gets to every cell in our body and affects everyone around us. And there is some similarity between this and when you have the right essential oil that is suitable for you and you smell it and the whole body feels it, right?
Correct.
So it's another quality. So in meditation, when we connect to this and we combine Vipassana and Shamatha and other, but the idea is that we learn instead of react to stress, react to negativity, we respond to it with love and compassion and nourishment. First, it's a little bit contrived. And at some point, the heart's physiology and the work with meditation becomes who we are. And then suddenly difficulties become sources of strength and compassion and openness instead of bitterness and anger and frustration. And we can understand the person who has a different opinion. And we can embrace them even if we don't agree with them. And you can see how the world, right, is not exactly there right now.
Right. I was about to ask, as a medical doctor, as a medical professional, do you ever get pushback from some of your colleagues about, you know, oh, that Isaac guy, he's always talking about the heart and all these flu-foo things, you know? Do you ever experience that?
Yes. You know, it's interesting. I remember I gave my first big lecture in a medical conference, I think it was like 1999, and somebody who, a friend of mine, said, Isaac, you won't believe, they are talking about you in the hallway. Some doctors love it. Some doctors are really saying, no way. But, you know, I'm used to it because my personal journey, they say first they ridicule you, then they fight you, and then they say it's self-evident. So now I'm at the self-evidence, you know, 30 years overnight success. So I'm finally, so I'm fine with it. And I, you know, I mean, I do get grants from the NIH. I do work with leading researchers. I have my whole research part we didn't talk a lot about today. So it gives me the credibility to hold both worlds because right. I've taken the time, you know, whatever I'm sharing now is based on decades and decades of studies, of contemplation, of research, of clinical work. So there is some gravita to it. And I think people feel it when they connect with me.
Yeah. I wanted to share, we were talking about the heart, and one of my favorite blends to create for when I really am focusing on opening my heart and being more receptive through the heart is basil essential oil with a little bit of ylang ylang and jasmine essential oil. That combination, you mix it together, rub it right over your heart or put it in a diffuser and just inhale it. You can feel it really.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Immediately interacting with that part of the body, and it's a beautiful thing. Well, Dr. Isaac, this has been incredible. I feel like we've only scratched the surface really on the work that you're doing. Do you want to leave our listeners with one last either piece of advice or thing that you've learned throughout your research about the survival paradox? And then we'll move on to our closing questions.
Yeah, of course. So I think that it's important to recognize that because everything is changeable, everything is possible. And it's not that everyone will be a miracle, but anyone can be a miracle. So it's really important. There is always the potential and the room for change, for transformation. It's built within us. It's who we are. And our journey is really to connect with this amazing, you know, infinite potential.
Dr. Elias, this has been incredible. Thank you so much for spending your time with us here today. Before you go, we always like to ask a couple closing questions to our guest. And I'm really curious about this first one, what you'll say are either one or two self-care practices that you try to do every day to stay healthy.
So what I do is I try to make a point of when I start my day, to focus on taking care of myself and fine-tuning my motivation to help others, to help myself. So I will meditate. I will take care of hydrating well. I will take my supplements and I will exercise different, wherever I am. I travel a lot, so it can be a walk, it can be swimming, and try to be in nature as much as possible. And during the day, I try to keep an attitude of gratitude, and and every time I can touch somebody and make a difference, I'm grateful for the opportunity. Every time I'm off, and I didn't do well, I kind of let go, and I go through a similar process at the end of the day, where I will review my day, let go of anything which wasn't positive toward myself or toward others. Rejoice in anything good I've done, and you know, reinvigorate my commitment to do my best and just connect with this universal energy. So then it becomes a part of my day, of my energy. And just recognize that, you know, difficulties come, but they are, as you say, they are changeable. They come and they go.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Well, finally, Isaac, what's one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Wow.
Just one.
You know, yeah. I think that, you know, trying to see where we can be less reactive, where when we are ready to react, we can take a deep breath, create space within ourselves. I think it's the right thing to do right now where we are, you know, because there is so much divisiveness. There's so much inflammation on a global level. So this is something which is really important.
Well, I understand that you have some bonus chapters of your book that you wanted to gift to our listeners. Can you explain what those bonus chapters are and how people can find them and be more a part of your world?
Yeah, of course. So really, knowing that we have a broad audience, I really asked my team to create a larger than usual compilation of the book. So I think it includes the introduction, chapter 1 and 2 about the whole concept of the survival response, the survival paradox, and how it works. The chapter about the heart, which is so important for me, and I think a chapter about detox, so like 1/3 of the book. So because even if people don't get the book, I think there is enough there to really make a difference. It's more than just a sampling. So I know that my team provided a link where people can download it, and people of course can visit my website at drelias.com. We have a high quality newsletter with a whole research and writing team that we put once or twice a week, and then, you know, if you want to read more about modified citrus pectin, about Pectosol, it's really making a difference in the lives of so many people.
Well, thank you so much. This has been incredible, and the work you're doing is really, really life-changing for many people out there. So thank you for what you do, and thank you for spending this time with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Sam, for having me, and I'm looking forward to more conversations.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we'll put helpful links, resources, and more just below in the show notes section wherever you're listening, or you can go to our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com. Thanks to those who have left us ratings and reviews in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and for those who share the show with their friends and loved ones. We really appreciate you. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.